AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. is hoping Israel holds off on the start of a ground offensive in the Gaza Strip against Hamas. Airstrikes continue. The U.S. is hoping extra time could lead to the release of hostages being held by Hamas. Two Americans were recently released, but family member Ayelet Stella says 11 more family members are unaccounted for.
We don't have the privilege to be happy or to celebrate. We don't have the privilege to mourn. We cannot put it aside. We cannot rest. This is getting Judith and Natalie back. Was not the end. It's the beginning.
Stella was on ABC's Good Morning America. Some aid shipments have started to arrive in Gaza. More auto workers are walking off the job. The AP Shelley Adler has the story.
The United Auto Workers Union has once again escalated its strike against big Detroit automakers, this time adding a factory that makes Ram pickup trucks for Stellantis. The union says that 6,800 members walked out at the Sterling Heights, Michigan assembly plant, which happens to be a huge profit center for the company. The newest strike action comes just 3 days after union president Sean Fain reported progress in talks with GM and Stellantis, but said the companies will have to make better offers.
A contract that finally starts to make things right at the big three and for auto workers everywhere.
I'm Shelley Adler.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is returning to a New York City federal courtroom to enter a not guilty plea to a conspiracy charge, alleging he acted as an agent of the Egyptian government. A new study says no matter how much the world cuts back on carbon emissions, a key and sizable chunk of Antarctica is essentially doomed to an unavoidable melt. The study's lead author says the full melt will take hundreds of years. This is AP News. An extradition hearing has been postponed for a former U.S. military pilot in Australia accused of illegally training Chinese aviators.
Dan Duggan, a former U.S. Marine Corps flying instructor, was born in Boston 55 years ago. He became an Australian citizen in 2012. He says he's done nothing wrong and is an innocent victim of a worsening power struggle between Washington and Beijing. And he's fighting possible extradition to the U.S., in a 2016 indictment, prosecutors allege Duggan conspired with others to provide training to Chinese military pilots in 2010 and 2012, and possibly at other times, without applying for an appropriate license. And they say he was paid thousands of dollars. A court in Sydney, Australia, has now postponed a hearing scheduled for next month until May, as his lawyers work to build their case. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.